So welcome. This is going to be kind of like a normal thing. Well, I record my podcast and then I come here and tell you about what it's going to be like. So right now I'm just getting dressed for school. It's 9. I have class at 12 today. Second last week. So basically, what the podcast is going to be more like, how do I say this? So I'm not doing it alone anymore. I have one of my friends doing it with me. I feel like a black t-shirt would go good under this. How can I sew you? Black enough? It's not really that blue. I feel like black or white would go really good, but I don't have just plain my t-shirt. Why would the pants go good at this? But yeah, basically, this is going to be the new podcast. I'm going to be just on the phone with my friend, and I'm just going to record it. I don't know how I'm going to post it to YouTube. I know this is going to be easy to post to YouTube, but this goes with the video. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Just going to put, because we have a new logo, so we are called, Rhythm and Bites. Yeah. And with that, I feel like I'm going to be more motivated, even though I was already really motivated talking about basketball. I feel like if I have somebody else with me, it's going to be okay. I don't know how my heels does not go off the way. Let me just mix it all up. Well, I don't know. That's the best we're gonna get. Yeah, I feel like the idea of doing it with somebody else and us just, well, in this episode, what we talked about is the top, we talked about the top 10 rappers. We did trivia, and we did how do you rank artists. We decided on it being more of a legacy and an influence thing. The legacy you leave behind and the influence you bring. So yeah, now with the matter of fact, you guys will just get to watch it.
Question one is going to be random questions. And what it says, it's not too hard for a grade 12 student. You are a university student taking law. You should be able to get,
You mean,
Okay, you should get that one. You're not going to get that. Yeah, these ones are kind of science-y. You're not really, you're going to get the most one.
Science, math, you just...
Okay. You look bad at so that this point. Is the easy quest. Okay, you're right. What could be? Okay, I got another. I have a different last question I can do.
All right.
Okay. So the easy question is: what is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Okay. Woo-hoo! You got one out of the 9.
Uh huh.
Okay. Which element has the atomic number 8?
Nigga, I don't fucking know what. I failed science 3 years in a row. Why are you asking me?
You failed science 3 years in a row.
Bro, science is not my main thing. What the hell? Fucking back to back to back, bro.
How? How is that even possible?
Guys, I don't know. Fucking.
Oh my god. How?
I'm not good at it, okay? I know H2O and that the clouds make rain. That's it. Where that rain makes clouds.
Yeah. Clouds make rain.
Or rain makes clouds, whatever, whatever. Water makes clouds and clouds make water. Gosh.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
What the hell?
Hey, you know, game is game, you know? game is game. Yes! As long as I freaking graduated, you know?
How did you graduate?
Off of English, philosophy.
So, in grade 9, you had science.
Yeah.
You failed that.
Yeah.
Okay. grade 10, you had to go back and do grade 9 science.
Yeah.
And you passed it the second time or no?
Shit, I think I got like a 50 or like a 40. Then I had to do something to make up for it or something.
So you passed it, and you passed grade 9 science in grade 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so then in grade 11, you would have had to take grade 10 science.
Yeah.
And you failed that?
Yeah.
So then in grade 12, you were taking grade 10 science.
Yeah. No, because I dropped it in grade 12.
So you only passed one class, one science class.
Yeah, basically. Game is game. That's what I'm saying, I passed one at the very least.
Wow, science isn't even that hard.
One is better. Bro, grade six, we're talking about freaking space and stuff. Grade seven, we're talking about photosynthesis. Grade nine, we're talking about math stuff, like division and stuff. Hell no. Of course I'm not passing that. All I
You're
know is
still
that.
talking about photosynthesis in grade 11 science.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't make it that far. I wouldn't know.
Clearly.
All right, buddy.
Okay, the answer is oxygen.
I didn't fucking know that. Like, what?
Clearly, it's not too
Clearly.
hard for a 12th grader. And
Yeah.
you're a freaking university student. Just because you don't have ChatGPT.
Show.
Okay, so, and then another question is, what year did GTA 5 come out?
Oh, 2013.
Oh
Easy.
my God.
Of course we're gonna know that one. Of course we're gonna know
Bro,
that.
you got problems. No
I
way
don't
you
got
answered it.
problems. It's a guilt
No
game. Like what?
way you answered it that fast.
Bro, I don't know science, but I know GTA, I guess for sure. I beat
What
that game more
the
times than I freaking passed the science class.
hell? Clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, now MVA questions, huh? Okay. You should get all three.
Okay.
How many points is a three throw?
Two.
How many points is a single three throw?
Two.
How many
One,
points?
one, one,
There
one,
you
one.
go. What's NBA team won the 2023 NBA championship? Not this year.
I know. That's last year. Dang it. I want to say the Washington Wizards. Am I right? Am I right?
No,
Fuck. Okay.
it's
Not even close.
what was your thought process behind that?
I was like, okay. So I the only reason why I know that they like that the Celtics won the 2024 year championship is because I follow them on Instagram, but I wasn't following them last year, so I didn't know who won.
It was the Denver Nuggets. You should know that.
Really?
Yes.
They really?
That's the Nikola Jokic. I thought that was like, wow.
No, I think I might have known that, but definitely forgot.
Washington Wizards.
Yeah, dude, they're a goat team, man.
Wow. No, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They are one of the worst. They are the worst team in the league right now.
They're up there.
No, they are literally at the bottom.
Yeah, well, bottom from the started from the bottom. Now we're here. So, what do you think about that? We might
Who
be up
holds
there.
the record for most career triple doubles?
Oh gosh, most career triple doubles. God.
He's active and he plays for the Denver Nuggets right now, actually.
Oh, Nikola Jokic?
No.
Oh, I don't
He is
freaking
a point guard for the OKC Thunder. He
Shai
was. No.
Gilgeous-Alexander? Oh
No,
my
he
God.
was. He was a point guard.
Oh my gosh.
Mr. Triple Double, everyone's
Oh, Russell Westbrook.
there you go. So
Yes, dude, that was my first guess.
Mr. Triple Double makes you okay.
Yes, bro. That was my first guess, but then you said freaking Denver Nuggets, and I was like, oh, Nikola Jokic again.
Okay, my bad. I did pitch in too early. Okay, so now we're gonna do Family Guy questions, which this is going to be the easiest shit for you. I'm assuming you're gonna get all. Let's make the okay. So the first two questions are pretty easy. What is the name of the baby?
Stewie.
Okay. What is the name of Peter Griffin's favorite ball?
Favorite ball?
Ball, like where they go to drink.
Oh, the Drunken Clam.
There you go. And
Easy.
who plays Tom Tucker? Like what person is the
Seth
voice?
MacFarlane.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Easy.
So now we got to give you most space questions, I guess. What is the seventh planet from the sun?
Okay. Oh, that's the farthest, right?
I think so.
Pluto, Pluto.
No. Oh, well, no, Pluto technically isn't a planet.
Oh my, shut up.
So,
No, it's that one, not Uranus, but the one after. Nope. Damn, I can only think of like four planets. Okay, Uranus locked in. That's my answer.
you're what?
I'm right?
Yeah, that's
Oh.
fucking lucky. Do you remember
Hell
anything
yeah.
about it?
Why? Oh, all I know is that Uranus is called your anus, and
Okay, it's
that's about all I
yeah,
know.
that's they look great. Yeah. You remember a lot.
Yeah. Peaked in the sixth grade, that's for sure.
Well, clearly not if you don't
All
remember planets.
right, buddy. Next question.
You want more questions or do you want
Yeah,
to
yeah,
change
yeah.
topic?
No. Every single question I'm out of.
No, that is done. I
Oh.
can find some more questions if you want.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you want more questions?
Yeah, hell yeah. Whoa,
Do you want them harder or
what's
easier?
No, what's after the questions?
Well, what was after the questions is we could talk about you could talk about Miles Morales.
Why?
This
Okay, skip
is
that.
oh, okay, you don't want to talk about
No.
that. We could talk about how to rank artists. Because like basically, so what my problem is in the NBA, you know, people rank LeBron James as number one or Michael Jordan number one. You probably have LaMelo Ball at number one.
Honestly, yeah, he's up there.
Yeah,
Appreciate me.
exactly. But how do you do it for like artists? Because how can you say who's the greatest artist of all time? Is it just preference of who you like the best?
Well, it would be like it's like influence, what's it called, popularity, and just like how good their songs are. Like I think the more people that can agree that a single artist is good is probably the better that they are, I feel like.
Okay, but
Especially when it's not like like Taylor Swift, like her music is it's like it's good,
she
but her
has one of the
fans
biggest
kinda,
influences ever.
that's true. So that would make her probably the best artist.
But is she like the best artist though? Like,
I mean Spotify does, not Spotify, but she is the highest paid musician out right now. So I
so
mean, there's that.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, let's not do artists. Let's do rappers. Is
I guess
that,
rappers, yeah.
yeah? Okay, so who is, because you could say like Dr. Dre could be the most influential because he, like Snoop Dogg and Eminem, well, came from him. So does that influence, or like,
Well, he more like produced for them, no? Like he kind of
yeah, but
they.
he found Eminem.
Yeah,
Because
right.
Eminem was just randomly rapping in Detroit.
I mean, look, there was this rapper, right? Lil Loaded, and he was found by a YouTuber. Like the YouTuber, his name was Tommy Craze. He was doing a like a finding rappers on YouTube with like zero views video, and he
Yeah.
found him, and his video did so well and blew him up, and he became a very popular artist. Two million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Damn.
He was getting songs with Polo G, doing really good. And I know Tommy Craze isn't like a rapper, but I mean, you could say he kind of made him, right? But it was like he kind of just gave him the push he needed, and then from there on out, people agreed that his music was good and that therefore he was a good rapper. So I mean, the same could be applied for like, you know, artists in general, I think. Like if Dr. Dre sort of influenced Eminem, then like you could say that what's it called? That Eminem kind of like did. Shut up! Fuck! Wait, Austin, you can cut this, right? Bro, get the fuck out, bro. Get out. No shit. Yes. My bad, bro. All right. Where was I? So, yeah. Basically, you could say that because Dr. Dre made Eminem, or at least like, you know, gave him probably some of the most influential beats and also helped him make one of the best songs ever, best rap songs ever, that he made him. But it was Eminem's rapping, Eminem's lyricism that caught people's attention and brought them towards him. So I guess it's probably more like the rapper themselves.
Okay, so who would be the most influential then?
Like in terms of rappers?
Yeah, because basically you just said basically that just because Dr. Dre found him doesn't mean he really influenced him.
Yeah.
So then who would be the most influential in your opinion?
Tupac for sure. Every single
Okay.
rapper says Tupac.
Yeah, you're
Your
right.
rap your favorite rapper's rapper favorite rapper is Tupac.
That's
Every
fair.
everybody.
Okay,
And
yeah.
Biggie, and Biggie.
No, I yes, but not really.
Not really?
No.
No, why not?
I don't know, I don't I feel like Biggie gets overshadowed by Tupac a lot.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And like I don't know, I never really Biggie, like it was all a dream. Like that hits hard. But I don't really listen to anything else, Biggie. Maybe it's I'm too young.
Yeah, me too, honestly, I don't.
But I feel like Tupac is also, like you said, everybody talks about Tupac. I
Yeah.
feel like he's in so many references.
He
But
is.
also, maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I feel like Eminem is also very influential.
He is? Yeah, he is. He is, for sure.
Well, for one, like, not trying to make it a race thing, but before Eminem came out, hip hop was mostly just a black thing,
Yeah, it didn't
you
have
could
a lot
say.
of like white rappers or like Asian rappers. Yeah.
No, not at all. It was mostly just.
No, it was like 100% basically
Oh,
just black
yeah.
rappers.
And all what Eminem had to go through to be who he was, being in a the only white guy.
Yeah.
Really,
He kind of
like.
had to prove himself with a little extra little bit that everybody else didn't really have to, I
Yeah.
guess.
And then
Because
he
for like some
also.
rappers, it would be proving that you were a gangster or proving that you lived that life. But for Eminem, it was proving that he wasn't just some white guy. He was like a person.
Yeah. And also, I felt like he also brought hip hop to white people.
Oh yeah,
It took us a couple of thousand years, but
that's yeah.
we finally got it.
Finally got there.
But so who would you rank as the greatest rap artist of all time
The greatest? Okay, so in terms of like influence and just like good music, number one, because every rapper would agree on it, number one is Tupac. Number two is Eminem.
Oh,
Number
okay.
three is Kanye West.
Yeah,
Number
that's fair.
four is Jay-Z, and number five, last but not least, has to be in terms of influence. Dang, okay,
Do you think
number
Drake,
five is fun.
does Drake get a note? Does do
Drake's
you
in like the
think
top 20.
top 20?
Top 20, yeah.
Okay.
Top 20.
But you with all of his monthly listeners on Spotify, oh, is that just because will we have to see in like
His
20
most
years?
popular songs aren't even like rap songs.
Oh, I guess you're
You
right.
know? Yeah, like
Yeah,
One
it's
Dance and stuff.
mostly
Is it called One
okay.
Dance? What song is that again? I need a One Dance.
Yeah, something
Yeah,
like
that's not even a rap song.
yeah, okay, you're right. He started off as a rapper, didn't he?
And he's still a rapper. Like, just I'm just saying, in terms of, like, when you say influence monthly listeners, I mean most of the songs that are being played aren't even rap songs.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, but number five would definitely have to go to like Snoop Dogg, I guess.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg's up there.
Okay, you want to hear the in 2023 they did a ranking. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get? I'll do. Oh my God, that's okay. I'm gonna give you top 10.
All right.
Okay, so number one is Jay-Z.
Okay, my Jay-Z was number four for me.
Yeah. Do you
All
want
right.
to do? Do you want to do 10? Because those 10 here. Do you
Yeah,
want
10 to 10, yeah.
to? Okay,
Oh, you
so
want
do
me
you?
to do 10?
Yeah. Do you want to? Do you want to list your 10?
Yeah, okay, so number one, Tupac. I mean, yeah, Tupac. Two, Eminem. Three, Kanye West. Four, Jay-Z. Five, Snoop Dogg. Six, J. Cole. No, six, Kendrick Lamar. Seven, J. Cole.
No, J. Cole is not on the list.
Okay. Six, Kendrick Lamar. Seven, damn, influential. Gotta go with Biggie. Seven is Biggie.
Yeah.
Eight, so a lot of rappers out there. Okay, eight.
You want me to name some that you're forgetting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Nas, Lil Wayne,
Ooh, Nas, Lil Wayne, yeah.
Andre 3000. Did you say
Damn.
Kendrick?
Yeah, I said Kendrick.
You did say Kendrick?
Yeah, he's number six. So number seven, I'm gonna go with well, who'd you say again? I already forgot.
I said Nas,
Okay, yeah, number seven gotta go to Nas.
Lil Wayne,
It's no, eight,
Andre
seven is Lil Wayne, eight
3000,
is Nas,
Ice Cube.
nine.
I don't know if actually Ice Cube is mostly just known for his. Can I say movies? Is he just known for his movies?
Nah, he's probably known more for like Straight Outta Compton.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, you're right.
I mean, that is a movie, so yeah.
Yeah.
And then
50 Cent. Sean, move your hand.
Oh, nine is definitely 50 Cent, and then 10, damn, bro, 10 is J. Cole, come on, man,
Okay, sure.
10 is J. Cole, like,
Okay,
am I
you want to
bigger a J.
hear?
Cole fan than you, like, what's going on,
You want to hear the list? So one is Jay-Z,
yeah,
two is Kendrick,
all right.
three is Nas, four is Tupac, and five is Eminem.
Okay.
So the list is very similar to yours, just not in the same order. Six is Biggie, seven is Lil Wayne, eight is Drake. Do you have anything that you want to say about that?
Hell nah, man.
You okay with Drake being in the top 10
No, I got
levels
some
of all
words
time?
about that, bro. Like who do they ask when they ask them?
This was in 2013.
2013, yeah, Drake was popping at that time, honestly. Then he was like a pretty good, yeah. That's like, you know how you said that he started off rapping? Like, that's like he was known for his raps back then, so
Yeah, so this list. Oh, Miss Lee, Miss Elliot. Miss Lee, Missy Elliot, Elliot. You know who that
who?
is?
Nah.
You don't know Miss Elliot? See, Missy Elliot, I think, was also by Dr. J. I think. Am I just see a 7.5 million? Can I add a song to this? Yeah. Can you hear?
Yeah.
No, let's fuck this song.
Ice Spice is not a bad rapper.
You think?
Ice Spice top 10.
Okay, you think Ice? Okay, wait. Let me continue. So Drake is number eight.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is number nine,
Okay.
and then Nicki Minaj is 10.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm so
What?
serious. This is a list from 2013 on
Oh,
this.
2013. Okay, let
No,
me
sorry,
come with it.
2020. Sorry, 2023. 2023.
2020?
2023. This is
What?
published by American magazine's Billboard. And
There's
fifth.
no way. Nikki, I mean, no way. What? My Anaconda don't. What?
Well, so he had a big influence on females, I guess.
Nah, not even on like the rap scene in general.
Well,
What the
it was published in February, maybe that's why.
hell? What was that? Is that her birthday or some shit?
Now February is Black History Month.
Yeah, but like 90% of that list is black.
Oh, yeah, that's actually correct. Well, unless I would say like 85
Yeah,
because
Drake's
Drake.
half and half.
So, yeah,
Yeah,
so 85%.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, the debate that Jewish people are white is actually a long, ongoing one, but whatever.
Yeah, because they not like us. They not like us.
What? Not like
That's
you.
what Kendrick Lamar was referring to.
No.
Yeah, he
I
was
mean,
referring to that.
race in general, but like.
He was most not like us.
All right, bro, you can cut that out. My bad.
No, you. Not like us is mostly referring to race. It's mostly
Yeah,
saying
I
that
know, I
Drake's
know.
people, the light skins, aren't really
Whoa,
black.
whoa, 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 whoa. The mixed people.
Yes, light skins mixed,
Yeah.
half and half.
No, I don't think he was saying that mixed people aren't really black. I think he was saying that Drake is just not like, you know. Like he wants to be so bad, but he's not like anything really,
Really?
basically. No, like he's always hanging around the gangbangers, you know, nigga this, nigga that, but he's not, you know, he's mixed. He's not about that. He's a actor from Canadien, like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us. Just
Yeah.
not. Oh, could it be used to like his this the you know his you know his R. Kelly stuff.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yes.
True.
Both a mix of both.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well,
Whoa.
stuff.
That
Damn,
Kendrick
24
Lamar's new
minutes.
album is doing
Pretty good.
pretty good.